Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. What do you do with all your followers? As I always say, for every attraction, you need an action. Every time you create stillness to align your desires with those of your higher self on Wednesday, you then need to take concrete steps on Thursday toward achieving that desire. In other words, help the universe help you. And if the intention that you sent out into the stillness yesterday had to do with keeping your followers happy and entertained, you're in luck, because that's exactly what I'm going to talk about today. As you continue to attract people to your blog and turn them into followers, you don't want them to get bored. So here are some basic, tried and true methods of keeping your followers engaged. After all, if people like reading what you post on your blog, then they'll love interacting with you personally in other online venues. Anytime you address your audience, the key is to include a call to action. Have you ever received an email with an excerpt of an article and a link that says, "Read more"? That's a simple example of a call to action. They're very clearly inviting you to click that link if you want to read more, at which point you're taken to their website, where they hope you'll stay for a few minutes, browse some of their other articles, and maybe be exposed to some of the products and services they offer. If you have received an email like that, chances are you are on a mailing list. It just so happens that setting up your own mailing list is not that difficult, and you can start collecting email addresses of people who like what you do. Then, send stuff to them. But what do you send? And when do you send it? Of course, entire articles have been written on each of those questions, but generally, you send anything that may be of interest to readers of your blog. So if you're a poet, anything poetry-related. Came across a cool interview with a well-known poet on YouTube? Send it to your list. Maybe you'd like to keep your readers informed of upcoming events that poetry enthusiasts would like to attend. And don't hesitate to sponsor your own events and use your mailing list as an invitation tool. The bottom line is you can really send anything that you think would be of value to people. How often do you send? This varies quite a bit, from folks who send out a newsletter every few months to more prolific bloggers and writers who want to provide daily emails. Every type of schedule has its place. Just make sure that people know what they're getting into when they sign up. For example, you could say, "Sign up for my daily or weekly or monthly mailing where I give you, you know, this, that, and the other thing." Whatever you've thought of, and then stick to that. You can set up a Facebook page. Keep in mind that this is not the same thing as friending you on Facebook. You really should set up a dedicated fan page, which people can like with one click, and which you can use to collect an unlimited number of fans. So what does that do for you? Well, now when you send out a status update from your fan page, all of those people will see it. And as with the mailing list, what you post can be most anything, as long as it's on topic. But on Facebook, you can actually interact with people, so your updates can be shorter and sweeter. Post a picture of something that might catch people's eyes and relate it to your topic. Just don't forget to include your call to action. For example, here's a picture of a house that I'm writing about in the first chapter of my book. What's the one word you would use to describe it? Comment below. You could even make a mini contest out of it and actually pick a winner and use his or her word in the book you're writing. And speaking of events, setting up or informing your followers of events is very easy on Facebook because events are handled right there on the site, so people will be able to quickly and easily RSVP to any event that you post. Conventional wisdom says post to Facebook no more than 3 times a day. Using Twitter can also be fun because you're limited to 140 characters in each post, so brevity is key. But when you make a post, or tweet in Twitter parlance, others can retweet it, which is much like reblogging on WordPress. In other words, sharing what you post with their followers, who in turn may retweet it to their followers, and so on, which could cause your tweet to go viral and bring more traffic to your site. Don't hesitate to post several times a day, and you can also include links or pictures in your tweets to keep them interesting. These are just a few of the many, many ways to keep your followers engaged and remind them every day that you exist, which might seem silly, but is an essential part of self-promotion. The key is to find two or three tools that work well for you and get really good at using those. You'll not only build your audience more quickly, you'll keep them happy and entertained along the way. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.